He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it, because we're proud of it.
So, bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by LaCroix have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, LaCroix and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbylaguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and LaGuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new Carrier systems. That's acbylaguire.com. On, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Looking to keep the kiddos occupied while school's out? Tired of them bouncing off the walls at home? How about a trip to a place where bouncing is just the beginning of the fun? Rockin' Jump on Atlanta Highway across from Eastdale Mall has added loads of new features to their over 7,500 square feet of Rockin' Jump fun. The biggest trampoline park in the South has added new silk streams, a new trapeze swing, and a slack line. Trampoline courses for as far as the eye can see, and the always popular basketball and dodgeball games still keep the kids jumping. And listen up, big kids. Rockin' Jump has added a new Ninja Warrior course, complete with monkey bars, the balance beam, and the infamous swinging ball. Rockin' Jump has something for the kid in your life and the kid in you. Perfect for church groups, school groups, community centers, and don't forget Rockin' Jump when planning your birthday parties. Open 7 days a week. Rockin' Jump, across from Eastdale Mall and Atlanta Highway. Learn more at rockinjump.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are deep into the summertime muggies, and it's a pretty routine forecast. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue, but they'll fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, very hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances under 20% tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-70s. Then spotty storms return Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather forecast, weather radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah. from the plush, frantic, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama. It's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man tired, oh so tired, of dealing with a mind and body infected with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to the program. Producing tonight's program will be my wife, Lynn, a.k.a. the little short mean woman. Thank you, honey.
Hey.
Sidekicking with me, actually co-hosting is a more appropriate term, is the postman. Thank you for being here, Postman.
Good to be here as usual, sir.
He has brought oh so much truth to what's really going on around us and above us, and for that I thank him. And speaking of what he's brought to this program, tonight I will tell you how a former high-level D.C. appointee has discovered over $50 trillion, with a T, dollars. $50 trillion has been diverted to the only verge, on the verge of not being secret, secret space program. And speaking again of the SSP, I hope the President Trump announcement of a new branch of military, the space program, wasn't lost on you, dear listeners. The way I figure this came about is that Donald J. Trump had known about it for years, or maybe suspected it for years, but now, having high-level government friends, since he's been elected, I'm sure he started asking questions and was likely told the truth. Much like JFK, he knew the people ought to know about these things that they've been keeping from us. But instead of just outright disclosing it, he thought he would ease us into the idea, and thus he has done so. So, let me give you my disclaimer. Unlike all the other talk show hosts on this and most other networks, I don't want you to believe a single word you hear me say, because I'm challenging you right now, this very second, to do your own research. Because listening to so-called authority and believing them without having them prove what they're spewing out is truth, well, that's what's got us where we are today, folks, and we're in trouble. Look, I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything. Rather, I'm trying to inform everyone about everything. You see, I can provide the basics, but you have to connect the dots and satisfy yourself that this is indeed what is truly happening before we can have any hope whatsoever of changing it or at least delaying it. I hope you see what's really going on here, folks. Over the past several decades, perhaps even a century, America, the Constitutional Republic, the land of the free and the home of the brave, has been hollowed out by the dark forces of the real enemy. The government that was once the of, by, and for the people central authority over the Republic of Independent States is no longer that at all. It would appear that the people no longer have any say at what goes on regarding our precious America. Look around you. Is this the America you thought you would see when you grew up? Is this the America that was thought to be the lone force for good in the world? As for me, I can answer that question with a resounding no, it's not. We are now ruled by a consortium of liars, thieves, nut jobs, and Luciferian psychopaths, which have as their ultimate goal our very destruction. Now, as far-fetched as that may sound, I can assure you that that is indeed what's happening. Our ultimate demise has been planned long ago, and the technology to achieve it in as stealthy way as possible has been perfected. So you see, the thing is, so few of us even know that we're being harmed. This technology is being used against us in various ways, from the genetics program, which created the GMOs in our foods, which have been proven to cause cancer, by the way, to the microwave weapons used against targeted individuals, cooking the internals of people that they think might cause problems with them implementing their agenda. However, with the implementation of 5G, all of us now are about to be hit with microwaves. Now, scientific studies have shown that young girls and boys are being rendered sterile by classroom Wi-Fi, and yet not a word about this on mainstream media. The microwaves are also being utilized to heat the atmosphere in order to control the weather. Called ionospheric heaters, they work like a reverse microwave oven. But in order for this to work as designed, they must flood the sky with tiny metallic particles to act as the electronic medium. Now, the heaters, the microwave heaters, essentially jiggle the molecules, which heats them up. It's also been proven that in addition to these metal particulates, some nano in size, which is a billionth of a meter, think about that, there are also biological agents in these aerosols delivered into the troposphere. It is being debated as to the purpose of these biological components, which some believe, myself included, cause Morgellons. They've also found desiccated red blood cells, as well as many other things which could only have come from a laboratory. Think about that. This is happening, folks. This is not a conspiracy. Our government has a track record, a proven track record of testing various biological agents on an unwitting population. Next, to show you how they compartmentalize their projects, and by this I mean they separate components, components which by themselves are essentially inert or not dangerous, but when combined with other inert or non-dangerous agents become a very lethal combination. Take, for instance, glyphosate. Why is glyphosate in all of our food? Deemed carcinogenic in Europe, outright banned in France, it is considered actually proven to be cancer-causing. Yet the EPA refuses to list it as such. Why do you think there's been zero mainstream media coverage over the MIT discovery that glyphosate and aluminum, when combined, cause autism? Look it up. Speaking of autism, this once quite rare ailment is now at unprecedented levels. In the 70s, it was every 1 in 2,000 children. Now it's 1 in every 68. Now those stats are from CNN, the Communist News Network. Why this massive increase? I would simply refer you back to the aforementioned MIT study. We now find glyphosate in all the foods, and when you combine that with a massive amount of aluminum falling from the sky, is there any doubt that the two are combining at some point? And it's not likely this study came from the National Enquirer. Truth be told, they had actually put out more truth than the mainstream news, but the prestigious MIT, whose work has always been deemed impeccable. And if all that wasn't enough, the same aluminum raining down on us is also raising the pH of the soil worldwide. Understand that billions of tons of nanoaluminum have been released. The pH of the soil must be within a specific range in order for plants to grow. The excess aluminum makes it too acidic for plants to grow at all. At the rate that these aerosols, also known as chemtrails, are being deployed, in a few years we will not be able to grow food. And as you know, we have to have food for nutrition to survive. Now, at this point, I suppose I should cross-reference all of this to Scripture, specifically the third seal in its judgments in Revelation chapter 6. We are told that a day's wages will be just enough to buy food for that one day. It means food will be incredibly expensive. Why? Maybe because the soil will be incapable of sustaining growth, and no growth means no plants. No plants means food, and when you do find food, it's going to be crazy expensive. It seems obvious to me that we're entering the Great Tribulation, a time, we are told, unlike any this current world has ever seen, and a time that Luke, of biblical fame, tells us that men will be fainting for what will come upon this earth. He also says that heavenly bodies will be shaken, and I seriously doubt he's talking about a wet bikini contest at Club La Vila. So buckle up, folks. It's going to get crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Crazy. And here's the thing. The EPA, all the various government agencies who are supposed to be protecting us, they're in on this. They're not saying a word about all this stuff that's happening. Everybody's going to get sick. It's coming. Welcome to Clearing the Air. While I have opportunity, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours every Saturday night. Folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. Come back with us, please.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Hey, it's Tyler with Hometown Lenders. Check it out. The clock is ticking on these low interest rates. Don't miss your chance to save hundreds on your monthly payments and thousands of dollars in interest on your mortgage. Call 647-1900 or 647-1900.com. NMLS 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through July 11th.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And a little bit of good news, which is rare these days. The Supreme Court has handed down a landmark opinion today in Carpenter versus U.S. ruling 5-4 that the Fourth Amendment protects cell phone location information. In an opinion by Justice Roberts, the one who failed us on Obamacare, the court recognized that location information collected by cell providers like Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, creates a, quote, detailed chronicle of a person's physical presence compiled every day, every moment, over years, end quote. As a result, police must now get a warrant before obtaining this data. Yes, that's a good thing, folks, because believe me, they are watching, listening, everything we do, it's being tracked. I promise you it is. Let's see, what was I going to go to? I want to talk about this a little bit as soon as I can find it again. Okay, here we go. In a surprise move, the Department of Justice has rescinded FBI agent Peter Stroke. We all remember him. Well, he's lost his security clearance. He was escorted out of the building, too, I've read. You know, is there a remote chance anywhere down the line they might actually fire this freaking guy? This is insane that he still has a job. Okay, and what appeared to be an ever-growing list of morons who have bought into this globalist anti-Trump agenda, here are a few more who've stuck their heads out of the sand recently. Bruce Springsteen, the purported future of rock and roll. Give me a frickin' break. I am not, nor have I ever been, a Springsteen fan. Back in the day, you were either a Cougar, as in John Cougar, later to be known as Mellencamp, fan, or you were a Springsteen fan. Well, I was the former and despised the latter. The song Born to Run and Cadillac Ranch were good, but his other work just didn't do it for me. I remember buying Born to Run and was very disappointed. I thought it was junk, to be honest with you. I would put anything Mellencamp did up against his any day of the week and twice on Sunday, just in my humble opinion. Oh, you might also know that Mellencamp is also a flaming liberal. Go figure. I guess it's the music success, or maybe it's the cocaine. I don't know what it is they do in the music business that makes them liberal, but they all seem to be. Peter Fonda. What he said is beyond despicable. He basically said that why doesn't Trump's wife take Barron and stick him in a cage with a pedophile? These people, they're sick. Now, Fonda comes from a long line of liberal nut jobs, including a sister who is or was, I have no idea, married to one of the richest Luciferian depopulating globalists in the world, a.k.a. Ted Turner, a man who has boasted that when he gets to hell, he's going to take it over. I'm not kidding. Now, Peter's father, Henry, his arguments and discussions with very close friend Jimmy Stewart are legendary. Jimmy being, of course, a God-fearing conservative. Oh, to have been a fly on the wall, to have heard some of those, I'm sure they were good. Tim Allen in Last Man Standing. While he has used that show as an anti-liberal platform, it should be noted that he's also taken the opportunity to throw many truther groups under the proverbial bus. I saw the episode where he attacked the anti-vaccine movement, and just last night I caught a rerun where he pushed a pro-government message. Now, his history is interesting, to say the least. He's the poster boy for second chances. As he was once staring at a considerable stretch in prison for trafficking in cocaine, now how he avoided time to go on to become one of the world's leading men and favorite sitcom stars over the past few decades, that got to be an amazing story there, and I would love to know how he did it. I'm probably the probably don't want to know.
Well, he did, sir, sometime.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
I watched his interview online.
He makes a lot more money than you and I do, Postman.
Oh, he does.
A little bit.
It wasn't a whole lot. I guess he was entertaining everybody, you know, while he was in prison. Yeah, because it kind of comes with territory, I guess, and I guess that's how he got off early.
You better do something Yeah, good point. Let's leave it at that. Hawaii, the volcano, I wish I could pronounce this the way they do, Kilauea, whatever.
Kilauea.
Thank you. Yeah, so when I point to you, you say the name. Hawaii volcano.
Kilauea.
Created nearly 20 cracks in the Earth's surface with several violently spewing rivers of scalding lava into the Pacific Ocean. Folks, this thing could get out of control. It is taking over stuff left and right. There's a video out there with it shooting lava over 30 feet in the air. That's amazing.
Well, the one that I hope doesn't erupt, it's sad to say, but I'm looking for it to erupt, is Vesuvius. When Vesuvius goes, there's something really, really bad going on.
Mm-hmm.
That interloper is getting really close.
Wow. Well, let's hope that doesn't. Well, it's going to happen. Let's hope it doesn't happen in our lifetime, but I have a feeling it is.
Well, it predicted 18.
Wow. That's scary. Well, Italy. You know, I told you guys that Italy has pushed back against the New World Order. I actually posted something on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. They pushed back and refused to take any more refugees because they had elections and a populist government took control. They are being pounded with aerosols. And I told you that they were going to go after the Itites because of their newly elected populist government. So it's very interesting. In the article, it shows a huge chemtrail with a shadow behind it. I've got a couple of pictures of those. They're really, really weird. Here's what the article, it's written in Italian, but then it's translated in the article. The shadows of the contrails are an effect of the nanoparticulate composed of metals and sulfides in suspension, nanopowders, PM 0.3, I guess that's probably the size of it. It is a phenomenon that determines a high reflectance, such as to cause the appearance of the shadow projected by contrails and the aircraft in particular conditions of sunlight. The presence of nanoparticulates is not fortuitous, but functional to the strategic objectives that motivate the clandestine geoengineering activities, alias chemtrails, aimed at creating an atmosphere medium useful for the propagation of electromagnetic waves and the drastic reduction of humidity, therefore rainfall. Hence the destruction of natural clouds replaced by those that the militarized weather indicate as, quote, harmless glazes that are anything but harmless. So what I just told you is what I've been telling you over the past 3 years, is they're spraying and they're using ionospheric heaters in inside-out microwave ovens to heat up the particulates. They can control the weather. It also makes the sky into a plasma where they can do all kind of cool stuff. Unfortunately, none of this cool stuff is for our benefit.
Let me ask you guys a question. Mm-hmm. The audience I'm talking about, how many of you ever made a mistake and put a spoon in the microwave? How many of you ever made a mistake and put some aluminum foil in the microwave? Now, the result of what happens when you do that, that's pretty much the same thing happens with those with the aluminum particulates that are in the atmosphere when they turn on that heater. Yes.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it like that. That's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it does. This is crazy, and this whole, the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. Look, I understand if they've got a beef with the people of color being killed by police. Police kill a lot of people every year, people of every color.
So do hospitals.
Yeah, so do hospitals. So do doctors. So those do cars.
Are,
you know,
those are the biggest murderers.
Yes,
because there was a PBS article about the VA on Perry Hill Road. Did you see it?
No. Yeah. Tell me about it. What did it say?
Well, anyway, the workers at the VA on Perry Hill Road are getting kickbacks, from the upper level.
Why are they getting kickbacks? What are they doing, or what are they not doing?
Well, what I'm saying is, when I say kickbacks, I don't mean money. I mean discipline from the upper level. What y'all call it, manglement?
Yeah.
And because some of them are blowing the whistle on them.
Wow.
That's a legitimate article.
I didn't know that. And
yeah.
Who put this article out?
NPR.
Are you serious? NPR?
Serious, yes, it did.
My goodness, it must be snowing in Hades right now.
Finish your thought.
I have to check that out. Oh, I read this. This blew me away. Two police officers, two SWAT guys who had just come from training, stop at a Burger King drive-thru in Louisiana. They pull up. One of them orders a chicken sandwich. Well, they have to wait forever before anybody acknowledges they're there. One guy orders a chicken sandwich, and the girl comes back and says, "We're out of chicken." He says, "Okay, I'll take a Whopper." "We're out of beef." So the cops look at each other, and they pull up to the window and go, "You know, what's going on here? Are you just not serving us?" They refuse to serve them because they were police officers. So they went and filed a report, and their boss called the owner of the Burger King's down there, and the owner of the Burger King was indignant and said, "You owe us an apology. How dare you think we're going to serve you after what you do?" Unbelievable, folks. There's a few bad apples in any profession, and I'm sure there are bad cops out there. I know there are. I actually have been fortunate enough to run into a few of them. They're also, the majority of these guys want to make a difference, and they're good people. You cannot lump, it's just as dangerous of calling every black person out as a sorry in. It's the same thing of doing that with the cops. You can't do that. You can't stereotype people. You can't lump everybody into one group. There's sorry people in every group of people. That's just the way it is. There's bad cops, good cops. That's just the way it is. You can't discriminate against people. You don't know what's in their heart. All that matters is what they think and what's in their heart. That's all that matters. Okay, Liz Crokin. I don't know if you know that name or not. Liz Crokin is a nationally known truther who's been all over the massive pedophile operation. According to her, she's taking a vacation because it's really getting to her, the stuff she's finding. According to her, the IG report details Clinton Foundation crimes against children. I guess I'm going to have to reread it because I don't remember seeing that. Back to the glyphosate thing. U.S. court allows glyphosate contamination of honey. The U.S., the EPA is allowing glyphosate-contaminated honey to be labeled 100% pure. Why would they do that? And in a like story, flawed EPA analysis rejects finding that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen. Despite being proven in multiple scientific studies in such prestigious places as MIT, despite other countries banning it for being carcinogenic, our own EPA says that it's safe. Now tell me, do you really, really believe they're not trying to kill us? Really? Maybe they're just mad that they've been sued over fluoride and lost. By the way, they did lose, and they are now forbidden to add fluoride to any water supply in the United States of America.
It's mostly about the money, Terry.
It's always about the money.
Yeah.
Everything's about the money.
They've got to power the pharmaceutical company. They've got to do that. The one that makes the cancer drugs. They got to have
excellent.
Something.
That's you're exactly
they have
right.
They've got to have something to power that.
You know, I'm naive. I remember as a kid hearing about cancer cures, but, you know, the drug companies is what we called them back then. I don't think we even knew what pharmaceuticals were. The drug companies are holding it because they want to sell more drugs. I used to laugh at that and go, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. It's not so ridiculous anymore. All right, 5-minute break. You're listening to Clearing the Air. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV Blue Water Broadcasting. Please support our sponsors. This is a small independent network of stations. We count on you. Thank you. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I'm with Miss Donna at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are deep into the summertime muggies, and it's a pretty routine forecast. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue, but they'll fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, very hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances under 20% tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-70s. Then spotty storms return Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather forecast. Forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I found that Peter Fonda quote, and I quote, "We should rip Barron Trump from his mother's arms and put him in a cage with pedophiles and see if his mother will stand up against the giant a-hole she is married to. 90 million people in the streets on the same weekend in the country," and then he uses the F word, I guess, for effect, who knows. You know, never mind that Trump has nothing to do with the creation, much less the implementation of this law. He is bound by his oath to follow through on the enforcement of it. These liberal Luciferians all claim that this is all about keeping the families together. Yet when Trump decreed that they would now all be interned together, that was met with moans and groans from the left. Why do you think that is? Because what they want is an end to the sovereignty of this and every country on the planet. They want their master's new world order, as in a one-world Luciferian control system where their God, and that's a little g, is everyone's God. That's what they want, folks. I'm going to give you a quote. This is from Tony Evans, who's a minister. Reuben, that used to work for me, and I loved Reuben. Reuben was taken with cancer many years ago. Reuben loved Tony Evans. I love Tony Evans, too. Tony said, many of us are waiting for God to show up and do something in our lives, but at the same time, God is waiting for us to show up and step out in faith. And I love that quote. That is so right. You know, Miss Connie posted something, I think today, where she said, you know, we're not supposed to be afraid. Fear is a lack of faith. If you're a child of God, you're not to be afraid. Stand up and boldly proclaim the truth. Don't be afraid of anything. Yeah. And I love that.
In other words, if you're afraid, you're giving them food to eat.
Well said. That's exactly right.
That's food to them.
It really is. You probably didn't see this on TV because they cut away from it, but President Trump hosted families of victims killed by illegal immigrants. CNN, MSNBC, they cut away from it because they don't want you to see any of this. But President Donald Trump hosted families who lost loved ones to crimes committed by illegal immigrants. CNN and MSNBC cut their coverage of the White House event shortly after Trump accused the media of overlooking these people. Trump hosted 14 members of families at the White House on Friday. Some of them held up photos of the loved ones whose murderers turned out to be, guess what, illegal immigrants. We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You hear the other side, but you never hear this side. You don't know what's going on, Trump said. These are the American citizens permanently separated from their loved ones because they were killed by criminal illegal aliens. These are the families that the media ignores. They don't talk about them. Very unfair, the president continued. At this point, two of the three major U.S. cable networks decided to cut away from the event. The Washington Examiner pointed all this out Friday. Fox News, of course, stayed tuned to the meeting. You know, I have I guess Tony's my nephew. His wife, Karina, came from Mexico. It took her 7 years and several thousand dollars to go through the proper way to be an American citizen. She's now an American citizen. How do you think it makes people like her feel, ones that followed the rules, that did it the right way? How do you think they feel when they're just opening the borders and letting anybody, nobody who's been vetted, come in this country? And I guess everybody has probably seen the story. I think it was Time magazine that has a little child on it looking up at Trump. That's all total BS. That child is not who they claim that child is. All of this is for effect. All of this is perception management. They are managing how you perceive the truth, and they're lying to us, folks. They're lying to us. Something else about this whole child thing. Where are the girls? Child trafficking feared is DHS. They can't say where the immigrant girls are being held. I guess it must have slipped their mind where they're putting them. Fears of child trafficking are rising as independent media and citizens realize the only footage of children refugees are boys. DHS was asked where the girls are, and they couldn't answer. This is from the Free Thought Project, dated 19th of this month. As the debate swarms over illegal immigration, Americans on both the left and the right are at each other's throats, pointing finger over who's responsible. In the meantime, there was a, quote, conspiracy theory, end quote, a month ago that's now being confirmed by the very people accused of keeping people in cages. One question, however, has just been raised, which gives one a dark and sickly feeling inside when thinking about the potential answers. Where are the girls? There's something particularly disturbing about the minuscule amount of footage recently released by the HHS last week. It shows only boys, and only boys age 10 and up. Where are the girls? Where are the toddlers? Where are the babies? Could it be that HHS is only releasing footage of these older boys to portray an image of less suffering and compliant young men in order to keep the public happy? Are the places where girls kept so disturbing that none of the footage cam can be released? According to official policy, the government does not remove toddlers and babies from their mothers. However, as the Free Thought Project reported, a mother from the Honduras who came to the U.S. seeking asylum with her family said she was breastfeeding her infant at a detention center when her baby was suddenly taken from her with no warning and no explanation. Now, the question of where are the girls has become such an issue that it's made its way to the White House. And a reporter asked Department of Homeland Security Chief Christian Nielsen. This was Monday during a White House press briefing. And the reporter asked, why is the government only releasing images of the boys? Where are the girls and where are the toddlers? Nielsen could not answer. When asked about the now infamous footage released by HHS that has been played all day long on every major network, showing boys inside the Brownsville, Texas Walmart turned detention center, Nielsen claimed she never saw it. When pressed on the issue, Nielsen deflected the reporter, claiming she will have to look into that. Unbelievable.
now we know it was Walmart's were being closed.
Yeah, and that was a big conspiracy theory, too. Yeah, oh, you're crazy. You're crazy. Yeah. Yeah. When Walmart was asked what the heck they were closing clearly profitable stores for, they said, well, we were having some plumbing problems. Yeah. And people like me who were saying, no, come clean. We were called conspiracy theorists, like we're always called conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, we were
theorists.
Called crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not so crazy now, is it, folks? And just wait till the FEMA camps get up and going. You just wait.
Oh, and also, Terry, speaking of FEMA camps and speaking mm-hmm. of 10 miles off of the Hawaiian shore. There are several 4 to 6 story
the floating
barges. Yes, FEMA barges.
Yep, heard of them.
And I mean, these things are massive, folks.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Are you off Hawaii? You know? Oh God!
Yes.
You see what's coming too, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna start taking people off the Hawaiian island because of the danger of the volcano and
right.
sticking them
uh-huh.
in the FEMA. Oh
right.
my God! You're mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Wow.
Some of them are, I counted the stories on one. One of them was six to eight stories.
They're massive.
Yeah. They're the size of an aircraft carrier.
Oh my God. Wow. How about that?
And if you don't believe me, folks, pull it up and look at it. There's a whole story behind it.
That's the first I've heard of that. I mean, I knew about the barges, but it never, once again, I'm naive. It never once occurred to me that that could be what's going on in Hawaii. Well, you know that Tesla created a little box that could create oscillations and make earthquakes, do all kind of stuff. I bet you they have the technology to set off volcanoes, too. I would be willing to bet.
I wouldn't doubt it, but in this case, I think this is happening. This is a cyclical thing that's happening with the volcanoes because there's way too many of them going off, and it's you can almost predict which one is going to go off.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder when Yellowstone's going to erupt.
Well, it's been trying for the longest.
They've been bleeding it off too, trying to bleed pressure off of it to keep it from blowing.
Yeah,
it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, it is.
If that goes or the New Madrid goes, America's going to be split in half.
And that's exactly where the actual split is supposed to happen, in the Mississippi Valley.
Yep. Yep. And
from
you know,
Great Lakes all the way to the Gulf.
And that's exactly what the future map of the U.S., according to the U.S. Navy, they released it in the early 70s. That's what their map showed.
And another thing I can't understand, why are they telling all the retired sailors to go to the Missouri Ozarks? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Missouri Ozarks is... It's like a couple hundred miles from where the Mississippi is.
Well, because of they're saying it's because of the height, because you're up in the Appalachians, and they're saying that the flooding, when the flooding happens, everything on the East Coast is going to be gone. So they'll be high enough and far, 200 miles or so from the coast, they'll be high enough to avoid it.
Yeah, and
there's a massive underground city there too.
Yeah, and I read on, or actually, I was looking at the video and some of the information that came up on it, and yeah, they were talking about the actual East Coast, and the water's supposed to come in as far as Atlanta mm-hmm. from the East Coast.
And you know, it's kind of vague about Montgomery. Montgomery, on some maps, it looks like we're right there on where the new coast will be, and some other maps, it looks like we're going to be gone. So, not that it matters. I mean,
no, it won't. The catastrophe on that scale.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
There's no telling how the tsunami wave will be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are the government and you want to take over and you want to put people in FEMA camps, the smart move is to wait. If you know something's coming that's going to be massive and devastating, the smart move is to wait till that happens. Then you got a whole lot less work to do. You just go pick up the survivors who don't have anything, don't have any food, don't have any water, and will do anything to get these things. That's the smart move, to wait till all that's done, then you pick them up, you know? That's just my opinion. Let's go ahead. We got a three-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. And folks, hold your calls, please. We'll open the phones up here in a little while. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Come back with us.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Sometimes I wish, as I've said many, many times, that you could be privy to our off-mic stuff and all kind of stuff we talk about here. I posted a video of the FEMA barges 10 miles off Hawaii. I put that on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page for those who don't believe it or whatever. Let's see. In the latest in a spate of nutty posts linking an Obama-era Ninth Circuit court decision to Nazism, former CNN host Soledad O'Brien tweeted that America is on the brink of a Nazi takeover. I got news for you, Soledad. We have been taken over by the Nazis. That started with Paperclip. That's when they brought them over here and they took over our intelligence agency. Mm-hmm. That also started when Prescott Bush, a Nazi, brought back a young boy who he real name George Scherf, brought back a young boy and named him George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, or one of our presidents. He was, real name was Scherf. He was a Nazi. He's not an American. And he, of course, he had a son, the infamous W, the bumbling president we had a few years ago. Let's see. Soledad, well, I guess we're to put to rest the question, Nazi Germany, could it happen here in America? I'm telling you, folks, it's already happened here. O'Brien isn't alone with this sort of rhetoric. NPR anchor Maria, why do I get these weird names? Hanna Hosa compared the Trump policy to Nazi policy. So did Melania Trump's former immigration lawyer, General Michael Hayden, tweeted out a picture of Auschwitz. Jimmy Kimmel compared Trump's policy to Sophie's Choice. Listen, it's not Trump's policy. He didn't start this. He didn't start this. If they had just followed the damn law to begin with, we wouldn't be in this situation. I remember 30 years ago, when, what is the guy's name? He's a ultra-right wing. They kept calling him a Nazi. I can't remember his name. He ran for president.
They ask him, what would you do about the immigration? He goes, what do you mean? They said, well, how would you stop it? He goes, we have laws. Just enforce the laws. It's that simple. But we haven't been doing it. Why not? That's the question. Why have we not been enforcing the laws we've had on the books? This is insane. Sorry, back to the article. To all these people, I say, read a damn book once in a while. The policy of separating children from illegal immigrant parents who are detained criminally is the law. It was ruled upon by the Ninth Circuit in 2016 and overturned an Obama-era policy of keeping children with their parents in custody. And to argue that this law is in any way akin to Nazi policy isn't just stupid, it's disgusting. The Nazis weren't particularly concerned with temporarily separating children from parents in order to supposedly protect children from the abuses of detainment. This was the Ninth Circuit's rationale. Nor was the Nazi policy to keep children with parents in order to alleviate their suffering, the Trump administration's newly stated executive policy. The Nazi policy was to murder both children and parents. Of course, they would take the gold fillings out of their teeth. They would do all kind of sick, twisted things after they murdered them, sometimes before. Furthermore, comparing Trump's policy to Nazi policy turns ICE agents into Nazis, an argument which, despite the best lies of certain New York employees, is not true. New Yorker employees is not true. If separation policy is Nazi policy, ICE agents have a duty to forcibly resist their orders. They don't, because it's not Nazi policy. Not every bad policy is Nazi policy. Not every bad policy can be fixed with the stroke of an executive pen. But Nazi has become a stand-in for things I don't like. And that means that everything you don't like becomes Nazi policy. The great stupidity of this perspective was exposed over the last 24 hours when Republicans proposed a legislative fix for the separation issue, and the Democrats rejected it. It's difficult to maintain that this is Nazi policy, but simultaneously argued that it's more important for Chuck Schumer to score political points than to fix the problem. Yet that's just what leftists are arguing, that their opponents are Nazis, but that they have no moral duty beyond shouting Nazi. That's because they don't believe their opponents are Nazis. They just think they win political battles by shouting about Nazis, all of which leads to more reactionary politics and greater polarization, all of which is truly dangerous. I could not agree more. These people, well, you know what this, like I said at the beginning, you know what this is all about. And something inside me tells me this is all theater. All of this is theater to keep us from seeing the big picture, which is what's going on in space, what's about to happen here, what they're getting everything ready for, and they don't want you thinking about any of that, so they're keeping us glued to the TV, glued to the radio to listen to this BS going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. Yada, yada, yada. I'm sick of it. I don't know about y'all. I am sick of it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear any more of it. You know, you got this little Nazi, I'm going to use that word, hog, whatever his first name is. Well, this, you know, liberals preach tolerance, but seem incapable of actually tolerating any viewpoint that doesn't fit theirs. Case in point, David Hogg, the Parkland, Florida student-turned full-time activist, already caused a huge fluffle when he tried to shut down conservative commentator Laura Ingraham back in March, leading an ineffective boycott of her Fox News program after she dared bring up his university rejections. It looks like Hogg just can't stand a woman who has her own opinions, because once again, here he comes. The angry activist is demanding yet another boycott against Laura Ingraham, this time because she didn't parrot the liberal talking points about migrant centers near the border. The temporary detention of migrant children whose parents break the law or cannot be confirmed as their real guardians has sparked outrage from the left and also a vast amount of disinformation. First, photos from the Barack Obama presidency were wrongly used to attack President Trump. Now, do you really think that was just an accident? No, that wasn't an accident. When in fact, the cages shown in the images were used under Obama's watch. There are no accidents like this, folks. Then a photo of a crying boy behind a fence went viral, allegedly showing inhumane conditions at the U.S. border centers, and that turned out to be fake. The photo was staged at a rally and didn't actually represent the true conditions of said detention centers. I mean, after all, who needs the truth when you can just make things up, right? Videos and images released by the Department of Health and Human Services showed the actual detention area, and they appear far more welcoming than the left would have you believe. The videos show well-clothed kids playing games such as billiards when not eating in the cafeteria or attending the on-site school classes, all while supervised by health and social workers. That's just not the mainstream media's image of the detention centers, because that's not what they're going to show us. Well, that's exactly what Laura Ingraham pointed out, and it sent David Hogg into a tailspin. Quote, Fox News opinion host Laura Ingraham has faced a ferocious backlash on social media since comparing temporary detention centers set up on the border to house migrant children taken away from their parents to essentially summer camps or boarding schools on her Monday night show, noted the Hollywood Reporter. Remember, opinion host, folks. It's her job to express opinions on her show and discuss them. But anyone having an opinion that go against the liberal orthodoxy, that's verboten to Herr Hogg. He jumped onto Twitter and sanctimoniously threatened to once again boycott Ingraham for speaking her mind despite the lackluster results of his last attempt. It seems Hogg didn't bother to do basic research. Far from needing to be educated on the immigration issue, Ingraham knows about it all too well. Now, keep in mind, folks, we're talking about a kid who's never held a full-time job, never served in the military, probably never paid personal income tax, never bought a car. All the stuff that you do as you grow up and you learn. You learn how credit works. You learn how life works. This kid's never done any of that. He's a kid. When I was 17, I thought I knew everything. I thought I was smarter than my parents. You know, I was told if you'll go to college, I would have been the first one in my family to get a degree. If you'll go to college, get a degree, we'll buy you any car you want. Any car. You know me, 246 Dino? Absolutely. Just go to college and finish. I was too smart to do that. I didn't go to college and finish. I was an idiot. Just like this kid's an idiot. Because when you're 17, you're indestructible and you think you know every freaking thing and you know nothing. This kid knows nothing. This kid's being used. Somebody's pulling his strings. As in George Soros, maybe. I can't prove that, but that would be my guess. This kid knows nothing, and we're listening to him. Thanks to the media, they're allowing a 17-year-old kid to mold our perceptions. And we're letting them do it. Don't watch mainstream news. Don't do it. Don't let them suck you in, folks. You know, one other thing about Laura Ingraham. She has three children she's adopted from other countries. She's doing something. She's walking the walk instead of just talking the talk. She has a girl from Guatemala she adopted in 08. She has two boys that came from Russia that she's rearing. So Hogg wants to make the single mother of three immigrant children lose her job and take away the paycheck that supports them. Welcome to liberalism a la 2018. These people are insane. They're communists. This is a communist takeover. This is a coup. This is a soft coup. And the way they're pushing, they're wanting a civil war. It seems odd to me that the people who are anti-gun are trying to start a war with the pro-gun people. That seems like a pretty stupid thing to do, because you would think they're going to...